When we, every time we talk about housing costs not keeping up with, or housing costs getting way out of scale with wages, affordability getting out of scale of wages, we talk a lot about affordable, about the housing costs, about transportation costs, about grocery costs. We talk about all these costs over here. We don't talk about the fact that wages are stagnating. And that's the big untold story right now in Canada, is that the gap between what people need to live and what they're getting paid is big, and
It's
it's the way
cheap.
it's that the wages aren't moving.
That's right.
And I don't know if you, when I look at the financial news, the banks are doing okay.
They're doing
The mining companies are
great.
doing okay. The oil companies are doing okay. Like, it seems like the grocery stores are doing okay. There's a disconnect right now between the fact that for a lot of Canada, the economy is going just fine right now,
That's right.
and that is just not being felt on the ground by people who are living in our cities, who are raising families, who are running our towns, who are running our hospitals, who are teaching our kids, who are building, doing construction, who are doing all the things every day in our city that makes our cities prosper. So let's talk about wages.
Yeah,
Next
definitely.
interview.
Next interview. Listen, next interview. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Mayor Johnstone. It's been an absolute pleasure. You've been listening to 90.1 FM, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Go SFU. I'm an
Yay!
alumni,
Hey, I love it. I love
so.
it. And that was my conversation with Mayor Johnstone of New Westminster. As a new resident to the city, it was absolutely amazing to be able to chat with the mayor and to have this conversation. I am so looking to have a part two conversation about wages because I really think that we need to talk about that. So staying tuned for that. Now I'm going to play a couple of dope reggae tunes that I stumbled on in our digital music library this past week. They are some tracks that I hope will help channel some sunshine on what started out as a rainy day here in Burnaby, BC.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Just to displace the mind from the pain. Cause sometimes life can be a strain, so she use her favorite OG for the brain. Yes, it's the medicine, the reason for the time she's investing in. Cause some things are just too important to leave up to anybody else. Now she's gaining patience from this art, and so the push get a push right into it.
iron the eye.
No time.
Have a purpose on this earth.
No time.
Do you know how much your life is worth?
No time.
I don't have no time for no petty fussing and fighting.
No way.
And all the redighting and the backbiting. Make we all live as one and start uniting. You rush them, I say.
I say you got to be careful in this time. Know your
You think you're a junior? We gonna England now. Here, bad boy, June.
No time for fussing and fighting. I'm in a new demolition, man. You better know that music is a meeting. No time for fussing and fighting. Cause every day my enemy had a build up tune and vice up with him. No time for fussing and fighting now. And if you never know, every day I hear the king of kings. No time for fussing and fighting, no way. No relighting or backbiting.
Mice have got a lot to say. Some people are waste them talent and them a dash it way. Some of them are war over girl they meet yesterday. Some people love take people life like it a take away.
Why? Some are war over turf and ground. Some are do it in the studio and microphone. So listen to the lyrical roster with me lyrical tone. Yo, buddy, make the trumpets them sound and make me tell them this.
No time for fussing and fighting.
I'm in a new demolition, man. You better know that music is a meeting. No time for fussing and fighting. Cause every day, my enemy had a build up tune and vice up with him. No time for fussing and fighting now.
And if you never know, every day I hear the king of kings.
No time for fussing and fighting, no way. No redighting or backbiting.
Now we reach the second verse. A man still a keep it real. So people have them life like it a bargain or a deal. And them don't know. And the Almighty, I wish you to live the cycle of life and help me steer the wheel. It's like some people can't stop fussing and fighting over what from who around the curve, around the block. Cool down and hear me, I say every day.
No time for fussing and fighting. I'm in a new demolition, man. You better know that music is a meeting. No time for fussing and fighting. Cause every day, my enemy had a build up tune and vice up with him. No time for fussing and no fighting now.
And if you never know, every day I hear the king of kings.
No time for fussing and no fighting, no way. No redighting or backbiting, no day.
Don't waste your energy upon bad vibes are friendly me. Even when I'm a penny, we just listen to my lyrical melody. Cause I've got the remedy. Don't live your life in jeopardy. Cause I'm the lyrical deputy. Some people lose their sanity. Should my worship vanity. Don't have no love for themselves or humanity. M.O.B. every day is some priority. And them a fuss and them a fight, but this is what I say.
No time for fussing and no fighting. I'm in a new demolition, man. You better know that music is a meeting. No time for fussing and no fighting. Cause every day my enemy had a build up tune and vice up with him. No time for fussing and no fighting now.
And if you never know, every day I hear the king of kings.
No time for fussing and no fighting, no way. No redighting or backbiting, no day.
Them all link up with Badim, 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 Badim,
We just heard a reggae set starting off with Kush Queen by Holly Cook. Then we had Fussing and Fighting featuring Demolition Man UK. Fun fact, I lived in Calgary for 13 years and used to listen to a lot of dubstep in my day. And I used to go to dub at the pub at the Drum and Monkey, which the Drum and Monkey is no longer with us, but it was a fun time. I went there for years and I saw Demolition Man UK live. It was such an amazing night with good vibes, good people, and good step. So So, friends, guess what? I absolutely love having guests drop by for a chat. As you know, I was chatting with the mayor earlier. That was a pre-recorded interview, but sometimes I have people come in live. So if you're ever interested, always hit me up because I would love for you to chat with me on air about all the things. Right now, I'm joined with Julie Jones, SFU Research Commons Librarian, and Julia Lane, Writing Services Coordinator at Student Learning Commons, to chat about the upcoming thesis writing retreat happening on Wednesday, December 3rd to Friday, December 5th, 2025. Hi, Julie and Julia. Welcome to Hello. Open Mic. Just making sure your mics are on. They are officially on. Here we are. Yay, yay. We can hear you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so good to have you here. I did give a really, really brief introduction to the thesis writing retreat just with dates, but I would love to learn more. So, Julie, could you expand a bit and let us know some more information about the retreat? Like, who should attend, you know, what participants can expect, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm, with pleasure. So, thesis writing retreat is a 3-day writing retreat for current SFU graduate students who are at the writing phase of their thesis, dissertation, capstone, or other major writing project. It's 3 structured days, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., for students to make some genuine progress on their project. We have an opening and closing that's facilitated each morning and afternoon. We have snacks and meals and coffee and tea and other drinks. We have optional workshops throughout the 3 days on academic writing and research topics, and also thesis adjacent topics like communication strategies and well-being, voice and presentation skills, things like that.
Awesome, awesome. And so now I've got some other questions just to make sure that we cover all the things so that people know everything. First question, what's the cost?
It's free.
Hey, it's free 99, guys. Not even the 99. It is absolutely free. I love it. I love it. And where is the retreat actually going to be located?
So for this semester in December, the retreat will be located in our Burnaby Campus Research Commons, which is in the WAC Bennett Library. We're on the 7th floor, so we'll be in our Research Commons space in December. We do change the location for the various retreats throughout the semesters, but this coming one is here on the Burnaby Campus.
Awesome. And in terms of like registration, how would somebody register and who... Can anybody register? Is it open to everybody, or who is it actually open to?
Current SFU graduate students,
awesome.
So the master's and PhD students, awesome. And the registration is available on the library website.
Awesome.
If you Google SFU thesis writing retreat, it's going to come up.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And as you guys know, whenever I do interviews, I will put all the details in the show notes, so you'll be able to easily have access to that. My next question is it like, is there a maximum to the number of spots available for this?
I'll take that. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah, it depends on our location. So this time we're limited to 25 students.
Okay.
So it'll be a cohort of 25 students from across disciplines. We have a lot of people who attend these retreats and want to keep coming back. They want to attend the retreat every time it's offered. We put those students immediately on a wait list. And
awesome.
So repeat attendees have to wait until
awesome.
We have made sure that everyone who has never attended before has had the opportunity to register. And then if we can accommodate repeat attendees, we do.
I love it. I love it. That is so great. Because, I mean, let everybody have an opportunity to take part. So I love that.
And shout out to our amazing colleague, Catherine, who does so much fantastic work to maintain that wait list.
Hey.
She is really on top of the moving around, the moving parts to ensure that people get spaces when they open up. So just a lot of gratitude to Catherine always for all the work she does.
Big ups to Catherine. Love that.
Yeah, like she really embodies the care that is at, like throughout, it is throughout this offering. And like she puts so much care into that part managing it. So thanks, Catherine.
Love it. And okay, my next question. What types of support and services are available to students who attend the retreat?
Lots of types of supports and services. So we really try over the 3 days to meet the students where they're at and to be very responsive to anything that they let us know they need. But by design, the retreat has, as Julie mentioned, a facilitated opening and closing, which is very much designed to support the students to meet each other and to feel a sense of connection and community. So that they are not just coming to a space as strangers, but coming to a space as people who know each other and can support each other. Throughout the 3 days, we also have the option for students to sign up for optional consultations, so they can meet one-on-one with someone to talk about their writing, about their research, about the thesis formatting requirements, so the actual thesis template, to talk about copyright questions. We also have our colleagues from the faculty now of graduate studies come as well to speak about that side of things and supervisory support. We're always bringing different folks in to support the students with what they might need. Julie mentioned we frequently are able to bring in our colleague Sanders Whiting, who does voice and presentation skills. So there's optional workshops throughout the 3 days as well. Awesome. Students, sometimes they just come and they're like, I have a writing deadline. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to write for these 3 days. And that's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great use of the time. Other students come in and use the 3 days as an opportunity to get a sense of what kinds of supports are available to them, mm-hmm. have consultations, go to workshops, and get some writing done in between those things. And both approaches are really embraced by us and encouraged as a way to make use of those 3 days.
Love it. Before my next question, I realized I didn't even ask, like, what is the time frame for this? Like, we know that it's 3 days, but like from what time to what time type of thing?
Yeah, 8:30 in the morning until 5.
Okay.
So it's all day, but we have scheduled breaks, scheduled walks. We've got some, you know, scheduled meal time, meditation.
Look, rolling into the next question. I love it.
I would say, like Julia was kind of touching on it, each retreat has its own vibe. Okay. Like there, sometimes it's like very focused writing, heavy. Other times, there's a lot more appetite for the optional workshops or consultations with the roster of experts that we assemble for the retreat.
Awesome. And as those who have been listening to the show on a regular Thursday 2 to 3, I do tend to talk a lot about food and food insecurity and food events and anything that pertains to food. So I want to talk about the food a little bit. Will there be food, considering they are there from like 8:30 to sort of 5, is there food sort of as part of the retreat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has always been food. We've been offering this retreat since 2013.
Oh, wow.
I attended it as a graduate student.
Stop.
Food has always been a big part of the retreat, and it really communicates the culture of care or the infrastructure of care that we're trying to bring to this very difficult part of graduate student existence and life. Like writing is tough and it can be very isolating, and food helps with the community building that
Absolutely.
We're trying to do too.
Absolutely.
So there's a breakfast and coffee breaks and lunch.
Love it. And one last thing, I noticed that you had said that there's sort of like a walking kind of like experience during the retreat. Do you want to like just tap into what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. So we're really also trying to have the retreat be a time of like re-regulating for folks. I was just saying to Julie on our walk into the studio that when I was a graduate student and I attended it, I found that my writing time was very dysregulating. Like I just didn't know what day it was, what time it was. And so building in, students are always encouraged to self-regulate, take breaks when they need to, but we also build in some particular breaks where we offer guided meditation. We offer some movement breaks. Awesome. We've been doing something called Radio Taiso, which is a 3-minute movement exercise program coming out of Japan and is delightful.
Hey.
You can YouTube it. I highly recommend watching Radio Taiso and doing the exercises.
Yeah.
And then we guide some walks. So just getting out, getting some fresh air. They're always led by somebody. And they're also just an opportunity to talk a little bit with other people who are participating. So,
nice.
Yeah, building in those regulation strategies that can get lost when you're like, oh, I have so much to do and I'm just sitting at my computer.
Love it.
For
love
hours.
It. And my next question is, okay, so the retreat has been held in the past since 2013.
Yeah.
So what would you say has the feedback been? And I guess Julia can also tap in because you've also partake, but what has the feedback been?
Well, I brought some quotes.
Please bring the quotes.
From our these are, we collect anonymous feedback at the end of every retreat. I've got a few really nice quotes here. Please comment on how a thesis writing retreat helped you make progress on your research or writing. The structure of the day, breaks and workshops included, really helped me be productive during writing time because I had scheduled breaks to look forward to. Also, the feeling of everyone working together in that one room was powerful.
Mm. I didn't write that, but I could have. It could have been me, but it wasn't.
The feeling was there, felt. The same feeling was felt. I love it. I love it.
Someone else said, the community and dedicated writing time helped tremendously. I made more progress in the last 3 days than over the last whole month.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Another one, to be part of a framework of care has helped me immensely these past 3 days. To work alongside other busy, anxious brains and be guided through breaks helped me feel more grounded and focused.
I'm a person who's big on grounding. If you know me in the streets, you know that grounding is super important. So I love to hear that. I am going to ask the next question here, which is, if a student is interested, they're listening right now, they're super interested in this retreat, but they actually can't make it to the retreat in December. Are there any others planned in 2026?
Yeah, so we have a regular cycle. We have the retreats happen on a regular, predictable cycle, which is good news. So we do offer them regularly in December and also during the reading break in February. So that one tends to be at the downtown campus. Stay tuned. But we'll be in the reading break in February. And then we have been reigniting our summer retreats as well, so offering one in the summer semester as well.
Awesome.
And so if... In addition to thinking about whether you're available in December, I would also encourage you to think about whether now is the time for you, because as Julie mentioned, you do get first priority when you're a first timer and then waitlisted thereafter.
Yeah.
So just really thinking about like where in your cycle of work will this be the most meaningful intervention to have these 3 days, because you may be able to attend multiple retreats, but you may not. And
that is fair. That is so fair. So I just want to thank you both for joining me today. I feel like if you're a student who this applies to, register ASAP. However, if they have any additional questions, what would be the best way for them to connect?
They can email me personally. Yay. It's easy to remember. JSJ7@sfu.ca.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Julie and Julia, for hanging out with me today. I am going to make sure that I have all that contact info in our notes. All right. And again, if you have any questions, you'll be able to see all the details. And next up, we are going to play some tracks to bring some heat, because this morning was a little dreary. I understand that we are in autumn, but I am still dreaming of summer. So I am going to play some tracks. They are going to be tracks by an artist called Malaza. We're going to be starting off with Mel Amigo, and then we are going to play a bit of El Fragabook. And after that, we will have Free Voices. Stay tuned.